politicism.
Langisms.
Socialism.
Spiritualism.
Fabulism.
Nationalism.
Elaborate schism.
Mysticism.
Colloquialism.
Anti-establishmentarianism.
Communism.
Spiritualism.
Capitalism.
Atheism.
Globalism.
Ism. Capitalism.
Ism. Masochism.
Isms.
Colloquialism.
Isms. Barbarianism.
Isms. Naturism.
Isms.
Isms.
Langisms.
Hey everybody. Welcome back to Langisms. It's been a while and I'm Lang. In case you were wondering or you didn't know. And this is a podcast where I talk about, it used to be where I talked about a bunch of stuff that probably made not a lot of sense, but from now on, this is the podcast where I talk about my experience in life, whatever that may be. Before we really get into it, just so you know, you can contact me at langisms@gmail.com if you have any questions or comments or anything. There's also a Facebook page. You can follow me on Facebook. It's Langisms. Follow and like that page. And I always post when there's going to be a new podcast being released on Facebook. And also there's a blog. It's langisms.blogspot.com. Sometimes I post other things on there that aren't necessarily related to the podcast, but they all have things that are related to my life and my experience throughout my life. So that's about it. I hope to hear from you guys. So you might be wondering what happened to the podcast, because it's been quite a while since I've recorded anything. And you might be wondering what actually happened to me too. So we're going to go ahead and get into that. And hopefully this might help somebody, right? At least that's my hope. So, where to start? I guess I'm going to go back to 2018, the beginning of it, when me and my spouse and our partner moved to the Virgin Islands, to St. Croix. Bob was retired, we were married, and we moved there, and during the move and everything, I started going through kind of like a spiritual and emotional and mental upheaval, because before that, I was working on a lot of like self-growth things, connecting with myself and like the world and everything. I was working on all that stuff and I was in a good spot. And then we moved and I kind of started to lose all that. There was a lot of things that contributed to that, and I'll probably go into some of that later. There were some things going on the island that were kind of, I'm not going to say a contributing factor, but they definitely impacted me in a way that led me to go ahead and keep sliding down the slope into, like, I don't know what you would even call it, like a pit or a hole or something, you know. So yeah, that's what happened. And then while we're on the island, my spouse Bob, he was diagnosed with stage 4 cholangiocarcinoma, which is bile duct cancer. And I was in school at the time, and all of a sudden I was caregiving, and, you know, it's a terminal illness. He was going to die. There was no way around it. It would have just been prolonging things. And there was the chances of, like, full recovery from it were very slim. So we went ahead, and I think I covered this a lot in the last podcast. know, things were, we were supposed to live out the rest of our days on this island, and things just didn't happen the way we thought. And it felt like that, all that was ripped away. And now we're stuck in Florida. And we thought, you know, we'll see what it's like here. Maybe we'll end up staying here and stuff. So we spent a year there. And I thought this would be a good time for me to try to heal, to try to work through some of the struggles that I was going through over the last few years, to really try to start to move forward and everything. And, you know, it seemed like I was doing that stuff, and I'll get into what happened later, but it was a lot of crying, a lot of going inside and examining things inside myself, looking at the world, at what was going on. There's a lot of anger and stuff at the time, well, there still is, but there was a lot of anger, it was a lot of chaos, there was a lot of, you know, arguing online, arguing on TV, a lot of arguing with family and stuff that was going on around the world. It was just a lot of like negativity and everything over the last year. And it really kind of had me at the point of stepping back, having to step back actually, and look around at what was going on outside of myself, and then looking at what was going on inside myself and seeing the relation to that between the two. Because there's a relation. You know, everybody's probably heard as above, so below, as within, so without. And that's what that is really trying to say, I believe. And it was reflected. I was in total turmoil inside, and the world was in turmoil all around me, you know. And it doesn't help when you look around and you're trying to find a glimmer of like goodness and hope inside yourself when you're dealing with grief and despair and just the total obliteration of your psyche. It's just too easy for all the crap to come flushing in on you from the world, you know? So I spent a year doing all that, and it was like two steps forward, three steps back, three steps forward, no steps back, a step forward, two steps back, you know, there was no really moving forward. I was just stationary. I didn't do anything, you know. And the COVID thing hit, and then that didn't help at all. You know, COVID really, really made everything slow down, because it was so funny. Before that, I was wanting the world to take a break for a minute. Like, I felt like everybody needed to just stop and take a breath. And I guess you should be careful what you wish for, because the next thing I know, COVID's coming around the corner, hitting us straight on, and shutting everything down and making everybody, forcing everybody to have to like stop the craziness of their daily lives and take a breath, you know. And so that was part of Florida too. That's when it started. I haven't cut my hair since then. I'm in dire need of a haircut. And then just seeing the turmoil that was caused by it, and the continuation of the anger and the hostility for things that don't even fucking matter. Excuse my French, you know? So that was another thing where it was like, oh, wow, the world's really crazy. I'm going through some shit. So what are we going to do now? And I realized after being in Florida for a while that it was some place that I didn't really want to be. The for lack of a better word, the vibe there just isn't like, it doesn't feel good to me, the vibe there. I'm not down with it. A lot of angry people there. I'm not saying everybody's like that in Florida. That would be silly. We all know that there are exceptions to every rule. But for the majority of my experience there, I ran into a lot of angry people. A lot of people who had inflated their ego so bad that there was no coming back, it seemed like, you know, from it. And that's a really quick way to become angry at the world. I've realized, at least for myself, is to inflate your ego and put your ego or the idea of who you are above everybody else. That's a really good way to do that. So there was a lot of that going on in Florida. And then the summers were unbearably hot and the water smelled like farts. So we decided that we were going to move. And we toyed around with maybe moving to like Las Vegas area and some other areas. But what it really came down to was like I wanted us to be in a place where we felt comfortable, where things were familiar, where we had friends and family around that would provide us support structure. Because in Florida, we didn't have anybody. We made one friend while we were there. And then COVID hit and nothing else happened. So, and it wasn't like a long-term relationship, friendship like I have with people here in Washington State. So we decided we were going to come back to the Puget Sound area. And that's where we're at. We're here now. And so it was just another move, I guess, if I think about it. So over the past 3 years, I've packed up and moved things a total of 4 times. To the island, from the rental on the island, to the house we bought on the island, from the house on the island to Tampa, then from Tampa to Washington. And I'm kind of done moving right now. And over the last year, I neglected myself as well, you know. I had given up. I wasn't taking my medications regularly. I was super depressed. My body started having issues. My back was acting up. Every time I would make an effort to start to walk and do exercises, my back would get hurt or my knee would get hurt. Just all these like little things added up, and my health just deteriorated slowly over the last year. And all the way until we moved, you know, which it was hard. The move was hard. It was hard on my body. It was hard on my my mental health, all the stress of it and everything, and the chaos of moving, and then moving into another place and having to get used to it and all that stuff that goes with it. It was just it was even more taxing than it normally would be because I've let my health deteriorate. I let myself go. I was losing myself. I was fading away. So we moved to Washington and we were unpacking everything. My back was hurting. It was like really sore and stiff. I wasn't feeling good, you know. I was just not feeling well. Everything was just feeling like crap. I was feeling tired, worn down, broken. I was feeling hopeless and frustrated at the world. I was feeling just a lot of dissatisfaction. I was feeling, I was just feeling like crap. I was having anxiety attacks at this point, and I look back on it, and I was probably having anxiety attacks over the last few years when I think about it. And one day, there was the final straw happened. I was on the computer, I was doing something, and I looked up at the screen, and I couldn't, my glasses were scuffed up from cleaning them with like tissues and stuff. So there was a scuffs on them, and on the left lens it had gotten so bad that I was having trouble seeing. It was like I couldn't focus because it was so scuffed up and it was like messing with me. And then I started having a massive panic attack, feeling trapped in my body at that point. And it was like I couldn't move. I felt like I couldn't breathe, like I was suffocating. It felt like I was trapped. I was stuck in like quicksand. It was in this like almost like a panic thing, like when you're underwater holding your breath for a long time and you're trying to reach up to the surface and break the surface so you can get that gasp of air. That's what was going on. That's what I was feeling at the time. I was trapped in my body.
and there was no escape. I wasn't going to be able to get out. And I kind of just broke down, you know? Like, physically, emotionally, and mentally, and spiritually, I just, like, collapsed, you know? And just right before that was, like, I hurt my back coming up the stairs, you know? And it was just a culmination. Everything came together at this one point, and I broke under the weight of it, finally. I was trying to hold it up, but it was too much for me to hold up, and I probably shouldn't have been holding it up, not for that long, you know? And what really broke this and really, like, lanced the boil and released the pressure of this whole thing for me was just reaching out to my therapist. Reaching out and making an appointment, you know? Because it was, like, as soon as I did that, it was like a deluge of, like, just everything coming out. And next thing I know, I was calling doctors, making doctor's appointments, making eyeglass appointments, making chiropractor appointments, just taking care of myself finally. I finally started to take care of myself after a year, almost 2 years, you know, really almost three. But definitely for the last two, because that was about the time Bob got diagnosed with cancer and I became a caregiver. So there was just, it was just everything. Boom. Collapse. I didn't eat for 2 days. All I did was drink water. I had like chills. I had like these cold sweats and I was shivering. I was cold. And I wasn't eating anything, but man, there was stuff coming out about all the different holes in me. Like, I didn't throw up, but there was stuff coming out the bottom end of me, just like, you thought I would have been eating a bunch of stuff. I don't know what that was from. It was like everything just purged out of my body. It just purged out. So over the last month or so, I've been just getting my health back in order, you know, and I just went to the doctor yesterday and everything's looking good. So I'm really happy about that. You know, I have to do a colonoscopy, but not too excited about that. But everything else is turning around right now. And I couldn't be more pleased. And I know Bob wouldn't be more happier. And I know Cecil's happy that I'm doing better now. So now I have to think a little bit at least about the future of what I'm going to be doing. And trying to do this podcast the right way is one of the things that I want to do. I want to make sure that I'm talking about my experiences, because I know from my life experience that if I'm going through this stuff, that I'm not alone. That I know that there's a ton of people out there going through the same thing and experiencing similar things, you know? Obviously, it's not identical, but very similar. I'm ready to start looking for the job. I'm going to keep, well, actually, the most important thing I'm doing immediately is continuing with my therapy, continuing with going to see my healthcare professionals. Then we got a treadmill. I'm going to start doing my exercising again, get back on that. And once that starts, then the meditation, focusing on that. And I've already been starting to eat healthier, so that's going to continue. So eat healthy, take care of myself, love myself, make sure that I'm taking care of my health and seeing the proper professionals to help me with that. Taking care of my mental health, going to therapy, doing the art stuff, staying off the internet, you know, because that's just a barrage of disease for your brain. If you're on the internet, you have to really, like, limit it and understand that what you're looking at isn't true. That if you're going to find out the truth, you have to really be selective about who you trust about telling you the truth. And you have to be vigilant about double checking even your trusted sources and being able to admit that they're wrong. So that, doing that, mental health, going to be taking care of the physical health, which is the whole food plant-based diet, and also making sure I'm taking the proper vitamins and stuff that I need to take, and also exercising, getting out and exercising. And it doesn't have to be intense exercise. It just has to be consistent, like a ritual for me. That's how it works. And then I need to start doing the meditation and stuff and working on my mind. And part of that too is I've started doing puzzles, and I'm getting back into doing artwork because I feel like those are forms of meditation. So I'm going to be working on that as well as doing regular, you know, meditation, maybe meditation at my altar that I have. I'm going to be working on that. And then what else? Working on the spiritual stuff, which the meditation is part of, but also listening for the answers that I have questions about and going inside and looking at the different aspects of who I think I am and making the proper adjustments so that I address the world and my fellow human beings in the appropriate way, because I do believe that we are our brothers and sisters keepers. So I need to be more focused on the spiritual aspects and becoming more kind, caring, loving, giving, nurturing, instead of saying mine, 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 mine. You know, and it's okay for me to have desires and wants and stuff, but it can't be at the expense of other people. That is not right. And I think we all know that deep down inside. So that's the spiritual stuff that I'm working on. And I think it's going to be good. You know, it was really kind of a weird journey. And I kind of wonder why I had to go through the things that I went through. But in the end, I do understand that it did make me stronger. I am a stronger person having gone through some of these things. And maybe me sharing this right now and talking to people about how I've been up, I've been way down, I've been way up again, and then I've crashed and burned, and now I'm pulling myself out of the pit of darkness. Maybe people need to hear that. Maybe people need to understand that they're not alone. And you guys need to understand that I love you guys, and that I care about you, and that I want everybody to shed the discomfort and pain and suffering that we've been going through and try to move forward. Okay. And yeah, that's why I'm doing this now. And hopefully the podcast, well, not hopefully, I'm going to be working on, I'm really being honest about all this stuff and sharing it from inside me and from my perspective. And hopefully that'll help. All right. So this podcast, this episode is not going to be very long. I hope it's okay, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that made you maybe think about something in your life, maybe gave you a little bit of like, wow, okay, I'm not alone kind of feeling, you know, just something, right? Because you're important. Everybody's important. We all deserve to be here, okay? So on that note, I'm going to tie this up and let you know that if you have any questions or any comments about anything I've talked about, if you want to share with me your story about your struggles and your experiences of grief, loss, growth, all that stuff, go ahead and send me an email at langisms@gmail.com. Head over to the Facebook group, click follow, and then you'll get updates when I post a podcast or when I post anything else on the blog, which is langisms.blogspot.com. And yeah, and if you know somebody that might want to hear this, go ahead and share it with them, all right? And other than that, man, let's all do this one thing that I'm working on, and that's loving myself and taking care of myself and nurturing myself, because I can't do that for other people unless I'm doing it for myself. And I think it's really the best place to start. So let's all start doing that, okay? I love you, everybody. Take care of yourselves, and peace be your journeys, all right?
Materialism.
Politicism.
Langisms.
Socialism.
Spiritualism.
Fabulism.
Nationalism.
Elaborate schism.
Mysticism.
Colloquialism.
Anti-establishmentarianism.
Communism.
Spiritualism.
Capitalism.
Globalism.
Capitalism.
Masochism.
Colloquialism.
Barbarianism.
Naturism.
Langisms.